track four, and there's some more news stories. Council raises concerns over housing proposal. Plans to build six new homes in Ogwell have been opposed by the parish council, which has raised concerns over highway safety, drainage, lighting, and the impact on local wildlife. The application, submitted by Kingstart Projects Pension Trust, seeks permission for six detached dwellings, access and landscaping works at land at Canada Hill, just off Ogwell Road. The site on the western edge of the village is currently an undeveloped area of grass and scrubland with small trees mainly around its boundaries. The applicant's design and access statement says the proposals would provide a series of six new quality detached dwellings in a modern style, arranged around a new access road running through the centre of the site and designed to complement surrounding properties. However, Ogwell Parish Council has objected to the plans, highlighting a number of concerns. The council says the existing access road serving the site is in poor condition and should be upgraded as part of the development. Concerns have also been raised over drainage, with the parish council stating that surface water should not be discharged into the combined sewer system. The council has objected to any new street lighting, saying the area's rural character should be protected and that lighting could affect local bat flyways. The impact on biodiversity is another concern, with the parish council saying the application does not demonstrate how habitat loss will be addressed or how the required biodiversity net gain will be achieved. It is also questioned who will be responsible for maintaining the proposed wildlife area and drainage system in the future. Teambridge is expected to make a decision on the application by the 11th of August.
Groups and businesses boosted by £620k funding. Hundreds of businesses and community groups in Teambridge have received lasting benefits thanks to government funding. Teambridge Council invested about £620,000 from two government funds. In total, the funding helped 229 businesses and six community groups. More than £109,000 went to town centre projects in Buckfastleigh, Bovey Tracy and Chudley. These projects improved Culver Green Play Park, supported a community cinema in Buckfastleigh Town Hall, and helped create a new ceramic skills hub at Make SW in Bovey Tracy. The projects are already proving to be very popular. Chudley's new play park had nearly 2,500 visits in its first few weeks, and about 200 people have taken part in Make SW workshops. The council also invested £90,000 in work to help tackle violence against women and girls. This helped secure another £100,000 from the Office of Police and Crime Commissioner for Devon and Cornwall to continue the Let's Talk Safer Families project into 2026 to 27. A farming technology programme, AgriTech, helped 19 farms look at new and greener ways of working, including improving wildlife habitats, testing soil, improving irrigation, and using new technology. A £50,000 investment into an employment hub at Newton Abbott Library helped residents who face barriers to work. It supported 86 people, and of these, 12 moved into work, 33 moved into educational training, and 26 gained basic skills qualifications. All funding managed by Teambridge was committed by 31st of March 2026. A small amount left over was used to extend employment support. Many projects will keep helping local people after the funding ends and will support local growth, healthier communities, stronger town centres and better opportunities. These projects are making a real and lasting difference. They include new community facilities, stronger town centres, employment support and help for businesses. Beating our target shows the hard work of our partners, community groups and council officers, so says Councillor David Palethorpe.
Devon pushed into prolonged dry weather status. Devon has been placed into a state of prolonged dry weather as the region faces growing pressure following a series of summer heat waves. The Environment Agency has changed the status of Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly following England's warmest spring on record and a series of summer heat waves, warning that continued dry conditions could increase the risk of environmental problems across the county. The move does not mean a drought has been declared, but recognises that the area is experiencing sustained dry weather with reduced rivers, flows, drier soils and increasing strain on natural resources. Joanne Leger, Environment Planning and Engagement Manager at the Environment Agency, said Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly was the third Environment Agency area in England to enter the prolonged dry weather status this year, following the warmest spring on record and the third heat wave of the year. We could see a summer of environmental incidents ranging from fish in distress to algal blooms, she said. Although the start of 2026 was wet, rainfall between March and May was below average across the southwest. Heavy rain in early June was not enough to recover the shortfall, leaving soils drier than normal and contributing to exceptionally low river flows. The Environment Agency said some private water supplies, including boreholes, are beginning to experience difficulties in parts of the region. Officials are continuing to monitor the situation and prepare for possible environmental impacts. Residents across Devon are being encouraged to help reduce demand on water supplies by making small changes at home and in gardens. Suggestions include taking shorter showers, repairing leaks, using a watering can instead of a hose pipe, and choosing eco settings on washing machines and dishwashers.
Devon Home Care launches new initiatives. A Newton Abbott care provider is launching a new community initiative aimed at bringing people together through friendship, activities and social events. Devon Home Care has introduced Devon Together, a programme designed to help people build confidence, make new friends and enjoy an inclusive, welcoming environment. The initiative will feature a weekly Wednesday social group offering arts and crafts, games, bingo and friendship alongside a Sunday evening disco with live music, karaoke and dancing. The first disco takes place on Sunday, August the 2nd, with the inaugural social group on Wednesday the 5th of August at The Rec, Marsh Road. Sessions cost £5, while carers can attend free. The company is also hosting a recruitment event on Saturday, July the 25th, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at its offices at 43A Devon Square.